Greg Campy, the head basketball coach at OU, just coming off a nice evening with Cars and Cigars with Tom Trelawney and Dario Bergamo. I'm sorry I couldn't be there with them this year because we'd just gotten back into town and I was whipped and couldn't make it. But you donated a spot on the bench for the Michigan State game next season, and that went for some big bucks, I heard. That's very kind of you to do.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting to see $5,000 for it. So, yeah. You know, to be able to help the charity out. And
see, if I'd been there, I would have bid on that because I'd love to be on your bench. But you'd have to throw something special into the package for me to buy it, okay?
No technicals?
Or no. You have to. At one point, you got to yell at me on the bench so I feel like one of your players. Okay.
Well, Frank, I can do that. That wouldn't be hard. I think we could handle that for sure.
Well, God bless you for doing that. It's a great cause, and you're so kind as you always are. The OU basketball program, every year you deal with new faces coming in. Kay Felder decided to cast his fortunes with the NBA. I was a little surprised. I got to tell you, I thought he might come back for his last year. He had a chance to be player of the year in his senior year.
Yeah, he would have been the front runner for it. I think he finished fifth or something in the balloting, and four guys ahead of him went in the draft. So, and he would have been the all-time leader in the history of the game in assists if he had come back. And I kind of wanted him to. I felt he should. But I'll tell you what, Frank, what I'm finding out, he's done so well in the combine. I mean, he had the second highest vertical jump in the history of the combine.
Yeah, what, five?
5'8".
Eight, yeah.
And he went 44 inches. But
I can do that.
Yeah, we saw that a lot on the court, though. That's why he could do the things he did. But right now I'm here, and you never know what to draft, because if the first pick isn't what everybody thought and everybody changes and it falls, then he could fall completely out of it. But don't be surprised if he goes into teens. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I had a call this
morning. Only 60 guys get drafted.
I know, but, you know, I thought when it started he'd go somewhere between 45 and 60. Then I moved that to 28 to 40. And after a couple phone calls I had this morning, he may go as high as 19, 18.
Wow. That'd be the highest you've ever had, right?
Right, right.
Who's that one?
Benson, 48.
Yeah.
So, but if you know, if he plays in a game, makes it and plays, he'll be our third guy in the NBA in the last 10 years, which I don't think there's a lot of mid-majors in the country that can say that. So no. We're excited about that.
Well, your time here at OU, you've been synonymous with the basketball program. Now, you're the one who brought it into the big time, put it on the map, and you just got a new contract. I wish you would have hired me as an agent. I could have got you more. I'm telling you. I can't believe what some of these other coaches are making in the league camp. You know, we got to get you more money. That's all. I'm trying to be kind about it because we're in your bailiwick here. But, I would have given you more. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank. Next time it comes up, I'll give you a call. But what the university did do for me is they really took care of my staff, and we had to hire two assistants this year, and I got to believe that we're as good as there is in the Horizon League with the assistant pay, and I got two great guys, so our staff's going to be really, really good. And I think we can have a really good team. You know, if Felder had come back, I think we would have gotten – I know we would have gandered some votes in the top 25 because I had national media people tell me they were going to vote for us. Mm. Now, you know, who knows? It's just what we can get done at the point guard.
All right, listen, you got to tell this story before you go here, and we all go out and play golf in a little while. You played in a tournament in Las Vegas, the first ever tournament this year, and – you had one of the rarest experiences I think any basketball coach has ever had. Nobody showed up to watch the games for this brand new tournament.
Right.
And then a fan in the stands called timeout.
Yeah. We got this guy was a little crazy. He might've had a few too many adult beverages, and the over under was a certain number, and he had bet the over, and he got very vocal as we got closer.
That's over, for those who aren't familiar with gambling, and this is just for entertainment purposes.
Right.
But he had bet over a certain number of points being scored by both teams together in the game.
Right. And as we were nearing that, he lost it, and he's yelling at the officials, he's yelling at me, and somehow he made his way right behind me, and he called timeout. And he thought we needed a timeout so that we could get, you know, score here because it was important for his bet, I guess. I don't know. And he's running up and down the sidelines. And I think the security people thought he was part of our team or something because he made his way right to the bench. And, you know, I just looked over my shoulder and I looked at the guy and that, you know, referee called the timeout. I'm like, well, you want to come in and talk to the team now? Or we were pretty far ahead, so we could laugh about it. But I invited him down to, hey, you know, what do you want to tell Felder here?
Make a three. We need the points.
Exactly.
So did the game? Did he win his bet?
Oh yeah. Oh, and when he won it, it was the largest cheer of the tournament. Now it was a great tournament, but there, as you said, it wasn't well attended. So anything that was said, you could hear during the game. And boy, when we did that, he and there were probably seven or eight guys with him that weren't as vocal. That I mean, they were dancing and chest bumping. And
that's too funny.
They loved Oakland that night.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we all do. Camp, great to see you again, and great to be out here. I'm playing this afternoon.
You didn't. Who won it last year, Frank?
Who won what?
This tournament.
You did.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had to get that on somehow. I didn't know. I thought you were going to say it. You know?
I'm sorry.
No, I think they took about six strokes off my handicap, though. Because
good. I played with you a couple weeks ago, and they should.
Hey, you played great that day. Oh, but you did have to pay me a little bit, didn't you?
Where did that come from?
$1, was it?
I think so.
Or was it just pride?
No, it might have been 5 or 10.
But you played great that day.
Yeah, well, not great enough. I'm going to play better today. I need that Grizzly trophy.
I think you should. I'll do everything I can to help you get it.
All right, thank you. All Greg right. Campy.